Hi, and we're back again. Right now we have Pamela Black with us. She's a veteran and the founder and CEO of the Positive Porch People Corporation. And she's just going to tell you, she's in the business of sharing positive faith, hope, and love with people. What better business than that, right? So she's going to have to live well in 2020. And with that, let's just let her take the stage.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. And hello, everyone. I'm Pamela Black, and I am coming off the high of, I just recently had a Women's Day of Wellness 2022, which is an annual event. And I had my third annual event here in Orlando last Saturday. And it was an opportunity really to bring women of diverse backgrounds together to focus on their holistic well-being. So mind, body, and spirit health. And my focus on living well, really, it came about in 2019. And that's when I started my business, The Positive Purge People. And Purge stands for persevering until reaching goals with excellence. And in 2019, I became really, really ill. I didn't know why I became ill. It was just a week in my life in 2019 that I started to feel like I had the flu. I was lethargic. I had no energy. I was still pushing myself to get up and go to work every day, not realizing I was making myself sicker. And so there came a day in 2019 where I said, you know what, I'm going to get up and go for a walk. And at the time, I lived close to the ocean. So I walked to the ocean. Just that was my place to feel better. And as I sat there, I was eating a meal, looking out at the ocean, not realizing I was still pushing myself too much, that I was starting to have an episode that I lost my ability to write. I could not remember my name. I was speaking gibberish, and I wasn't even alerted. I was on the phone with my daughter, and she kept saying, "What are you talking about?" And then I text a friend, and she responded back, "What are you talking about?" But I had pushed myself so much with work and stress and life and trauma, suppressing trauma from my military life, from previous experiences, that I was physically and emotionally and spiritually sick. I thought I could handle it myself. I went home and I laid on the couch and I found myself, I couldn't get up. I couldn't move. And that was a scary feeling. So I went into work the next day, and thankfully I worked for another veteran, a retired Air Force veteran. And he says, "You need to go to the ER," because at that time I was still unable to remember my name. And he says, "You need to take care of yourself and get well." And so I went to the ER and I went through a series of tests, and they could not find anything wrong with my brain. They said that I was under a lot of stress, and my mind had started to really recall trauma. And so that was a wake-up call for me to say, as women, as veterans, as human beings, we need to really focus on our holistic well-being. And so the Positive Purge People was started as an opportunity for me to share holistic wellness with others, to really get women, minorities, and people with disabilities like myself to say, hey, sometimes we need help. You may need to talk to a counselor. You may need to talk to a friend. I started walking. And so walking was my practice to clear my brain. And I also started practicing yoga. So part of my business is I teach yoga to others, maybe those who have disabilities, those who may not have tried yoga before. I also am a prenatal yoga teacher. And yoga has been my way of healing, and also an opportunity for me to help other people heal. So right now I am focusing on living well and teaching others how to live well one day at a time. And strategically, really focusing on, if my mind isn't right, it doesn't matter if my physical body or my spiritual self is well, we need to have balance. And so I really focus on teaching balance and then connecting. So my tagline for the business is, we connect people who hurt with people who heal. And so we want to connect those other holistic wellness practitioners with my clients. I want to connect them with you to help them. Maybe you're a chiropractor, maybe you're a mental health therapist, maybe you're an art therapist or music therapist. I think that we need each other to heal holistically as well. So that's what the Positive Purge people are doing. And I'm just, again, on this high of bringing the community together here in Orlando. We had women from different backgrounds. We did yoga. We practiced mindful walking. We had our annual Women of Wellness Walk. And we did some mindful walking, listening to nature, listening to the birds, watching the trees and listening to the water. All of that is healing for me and for others. We danced Zumba. We had a Zumba instructor come. And then we also ate healthy foods. So what we feed our bodies is also important. So really eating well, thinking well. Sometimes you may have to detach yourself from negativity, from social media, which is right now I'm on a social media fast. So sometimes you have to do those things to help yourself live well. And if you're having challenges, there are others out there who can help you to get to that place that you want to be. So the Positive Purge people, we are focusing on your holistic wellness, helping you to persevere, to reach your goals, whatever those goals are. And sometimes we get stuck in this cycle and we can't get out of it. So we may need someone to help us, and that's what we're here for. And so I'm happy to be here today to answer any questions. And as I learned being a veteran, sometimes we as veterans, we've gone through so much in our career that navigating, getting out of the military, we just really have to jump out and keep going. But sometimes we suppress the challenges that we went through in the military. And so for me, I think when I got sick, things started to come up for me that maybe I hadn't dealt with in a long time. And so that is one of the other areas that we try to help our clients with, is navigating those stuck places in your life. How do you move from A to Z in a healthy and positive way? So I am so excited to be here. Are there any questions or anything that I might be able to answer? Let's see, I think you're on mute.
Sorry, that always happened.
Yes.
And that was amazing. Thank you so much for bringing all that energy. One question that I do have is, how do you see military moms start the wellness journey?
Oh my goodness. So I too was a military spouse. I raised four children. I had a spouse who was deployed to Iraq. I had to manage the entire family, and I lost myself in that journey. And so I also co-founded a nonprofit organization, and it's called One Life to Live Foundation. And we cater to caregivers of veterans, military spouses, and also women veterans. So women veterans, caregivers, and spouses, military spouses, because we realize that sometimes we don't take care of ourselves as spouses and as moms in general and caregivers. So I say do one thing a day, really, to focus on yourself. Again, you can do some virtual classes. Yoga is very healing holistically. So even if you take 15 minutes, my sister, she just had a baby and she was having some back pain, and she's confined to the house for the most part with her child. And I said, here's a 10-minute yoga stretch class. So it was something on YouTube I found for her that she can do. Taking a bath, a bubble bath, you know, simple things as taking that time once the kids are in bed and taking a bubble bath. For me, and I don't have it here, but journaling, writing helps. I am a poet, and what I realized is when I was losing myself, I was also losing those creative parts of me. I love to write. I love to design and create and use my hands. So think about those things that you enjoy, and then find some way to kind of put that into your daily activities. Do one thing a day that makes yourself smile. Take a walk, do some breathing practices, For me, walking in nature is one of those things that's meditative. So find that one thing that you can do each day to help yourself feel better.
I think that's awesome. Yes, I think creating is healing.
Yes.
You know, and you can choose the way to solve it first. And you can try and test different things. I think I try a little bit of everything besides sculpting. Well, I tried that too. Painting and writing, yes. Even a little bit of poems and music. You know, why not?
Why not? I've gone to drum circle. Recently, I took a bachata class, and I've never danced bachata. Is it bachata? And so when I was, is it? Well, I was learning, and so I get there, and I was nervous. I went by myself because I felt like I needed to do something fun and creative. And then dancing is healing. I forgot about that. So I get to the class, and it's a big circle of people, and so. It was an opportunity for me to let go, to remember I have fun dancing. When I was younger, I used to love to dance, but then I got to connect with other people. And that's another thing. It's like we all need each other. You see my sign there, together. We have to live life together. And so if it's something that you maybe don't know how to do, find someone who can help you. But being creative, I have a drum. I bought myself some drums because drumming is therapy. I don't know how to play the drums, but I bang on the drums, but I said, I'm going to get back to doing those fun things and even trying something new, because that's also going to help us to live well and holistically. You know, we can't just be in this one box. Oh, I'm just a mom, or I'm just a worker. There's so many other parts of us, and we have to explore it.
Yeah, we owe it to ourselves.
Yes.
Because we're not one thing. We are different things. And it's not about titles. It's not about checking the box. It's about just being yourself. And
being yourself.
Yeah. It's okay to be a mom, to be an artist, to be an entrepreneur, to be a housewife. It's okay. You don't have to call it that. You just be you.
And so I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that's because I love to serve veterans, and I know what military spouses and families go through. So that's how I wanted to end my federal career, is really serving veterans. But one thing I tell our employees is to show up authentically yourself every day, because that's going to keep you in a really good place. If I am whoever I am, I'm showing up, I'm giving a service, but then I feel good about myself. So I don't have to come here and put on air. Sometimes I have my shoes off because I think better that way. But for me, I just say, show up in the world authentically yourself, whatever that may be. It may seem weird to other people, but you'll feel better about yourself. So that's how I live.
That's awesome. I really like that. And you had something that you wanted to share with the audience, a gift or an offer that you wanted to give to them?
So I did have my event this weekend, and I am really thinking about some other opportunities after talking with some of the ladies at the event this weekend. So really I haven't come up with what it is now at this point, but it'll be some type of virtual offering, and I will definitely give you that so you can share with the community. We're planning some type of yoga event, but I haven't come up with it and solidified what that's going to be yet.
So maybe where they should contact you, and they want to know more, and they want to stay.
Yes. So you can contact me on all social media at The Positive Purge People. And then my website is thepositivepurgepeople.com. And then my email is thepositivepurgepeople@gmail.com. Yes. Everything is positive.
Well, that's what we want to bring. We want to bring the positivity, right?
Yes, that's it.
Thank you for joining us. Do you have any last words?
No, other than I just really appreciate what you bring to the table, Nakira. It's just like so many opportunities for other people to get in front of the world, and you make that possible. So I really appreciate this opportunity, and thank you for being light in the world. We really need people like you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I think your message matter. We need to bring positivity to the world.
Yes. So,
and thank you for being here. And with that, we're going into a little break. We're going to have Sherry join us in a little bit. And see you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And